The original cat kind, on the family level of today's classification, contained far more genetic variety than the cat species of today, such as lions, leopards, cheetahs, and domestic cats. In other words, the original cat kind had more genetic material and therefore variety in its toolbox. The original elephant kind, on the family level of today's classification, contained enough genetic variety to bring forth all the different elephant species: African elephants, Indian elephants, stegodonts, mastodons, mammoths. In the same way, all the domestic cattle originated from one original kind, the aurochs. Now, what does all of this mean? Well, it shows us that the biblical record, the list of animals in Leviticus, indicates that the original created kinds were not on the species level of today's classification, but probably on the family level, such as the cat family, the elephant family, the dog or wolf family. Now, this is supported by scientific evidence, which consists of many examples of individuals of different species and sometimes also genera that can produce offspring. In other words, different genera can crossbreed and produce babies, which prove to us that they are formed from the same family or original kind. For example, a horse and a donkey can crossbreed to bring forth a mule. This proves that they are descendants of the same original kind. A zonkey is a cross between a zebra and a donkey. A liger is a cross between a lion and a tiger. And a wolfram is a cross between a whale and a dolphin. Ligers therefore prove that lions and tigers are different species, but the same kind. Wolfins prove that whales and dolphins are different species, but the same kind. All of these crossbreeds therefore prove that they originated from a specific, originally created kind, respectively.